two-row wampum, a treaty signed by the Haudenosaunee and the Dutch in 1613, was meant to provide a vision for peaceful coexistence of different nations living and caring for the same land. The treaty is understood by the Haudenosaunee to be the foundation upon which all subsequent treaties were made. At the Museum of American Indian this week was a kickoff event to launch the two-row wampum renewal campaign, which invited Oren Lyons, faithkeeper of the Turtle Clan, Taro Doha, Sydney Hill, spiritual leader of the Haudenosaunee, and Pete Seeger. The two-row wampum renewal campaign is a major statewide initiative. Taro Doha, Sydney Hill, said it will mark its 400th anniversary this year.
Of the original agreement with the Dutch people, the first Europeans coming into our lands. So it's it was an old treaty that we made with we've made treaties before with other nations, and this was the first one of the first treaties that made with the Europeans that were coming into our lands. And it was basically an agreement to how we were gonna live together, side by side, going down the two row, meaning going down to the river of life side by side, and you know the Europeans in their boat and the native people in their canoes, and where we respect each other's ways, customs, religion, language, and laws, and knew that we would have problems, but try not to. We would have a way of settling those things, you know, but we would try to live peacefully as we travel this river of life together.
In the treaty, both agreed not to interfere in the affairs of the other or to damage our shared environment. The recent debates about fracking in New York State and the condition of the Hudson River, says Toro Doho, Sydney Hill, are just some of the issues.
Basically, you know, going by natural law, you know, we always respect natural law, respecting the things, nature, water, you know, all the animal life, and to be able to be sustainable with that, you know, make sure that what you had was going to be there for what we call the seventh generation, the generations that are coming. So a lot of our mandates as leaders, of traditional leaders, are to make sure that what we say is, don't think of yourself, your children, your grandchildren, but think of the seventh generation as to what your decisions are going to affect. So it's kept us in a different thinking, or you know, it's a sustainable thing to preserve, what to make sure that those things are available to the next generations to come. Well, like one of our leaders were saying, well, someone asked if we were environmentalists, and he says, well, how can you be environmentalist? He says, you're part of the environment, you know, you are the environment.
Andy Major is project coordinator with the two-row wampum renewal campaign.
A focal point of the campaign is this effort to bring the two-row wampum treaty to life by traveling down the Hudson River this coming summer, starting in Albany on July 28th. And two rows of boats will enter the water, canoes and kayaks, one row of Haudenosaunee and other native people, and paddling side by side a row of non-native allies, traveling over 13 days from Albany to New York City, and then ending here with events connected with the United Nations International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples. And all along the way, we'll be reaching out to people throughout the Hudson Valley and in the metropolitan area to come and hear the messages of Sid and other traditional Haudenosaunee leaders, to see the connection both between our responsibility to live up to these treaties that were made in our name, and the connection between that and the need to preserve the environment for all of us to move ahead sustainably. the campaign draws on this history, on this 400-year-old treaty, but does so to look forward to say, we need to do justice, we need to live up to the words that we claim as a nation, to the ideals that we claim, and if we want to have a future, we need to work together to build it sustainably. And we believe that the voices of indigenous people about how we do that are very important and can help us find sustainable paths to the future.
For more information about the campaign, check out the website honourthetouro.org. That's honourthetouro.org. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.